Thanks for that, Dara. We stay with a sporting theme. On Sunday, the 11th of May, the Giro d'Italia, second only to the Tour de France in cycling prestige, comes to Dublin 2 days after it starts in Belfast. The last time a Grand Tour came to Ireland was in 1998 when the Tour de France began here. Days later, the Festina doping scandal erupted and a dark era for the sport began. Some would say that cycling has cleaned up its act in the last few years and that we should welcome such a huge international event with open arms. I'm joined now by sports journalist and former professional cyclist Paul Kimmage and also by Darragh McQuaid, local organiser for the Giro d'Italia. Thank you both for coming on the line. First of all, to you, Paul Kimmage, isn't that a fair point? Cycling is cleaning up its act. We should welcome this tour.
Well, it is a fair point, Sean. But I would certainly understand the reservations that a lot of people would have about the Giro coming, given what happened last time. And there's still certainly a lot of questions over the sport and how clean the sport and how real the competition we're going to see will be when it comes here in May.
What precisely are your reservations? Because it is, as I said, 16 years now since the Tour de France was here. Are there particular individuals that you prefer that they wouldn't darken our shores or doors?
Let's just take something that just happened 2 days ago in Paris-Roubaix. Some British fans were standing by the side of the road. There was a crash, and after the riders had got up and moved on and the race cavalcade had moved on, the fans noticed a vial of pills that had fallen from a racer's pocket during the crash. And they took the pills up and they proposed to send them to the UCI to have them analysed. Now, the point about it is this. Rather than being specific to any rider or individual, it's a general problem that still persists in the sport that hasn't gone away, despite what a lot of people would say with Lance Armstrong, and that still needs to be addressed. The sport has made some progress in that regard, but there's still more to be done.
Right. Darragh McQuaid, clearly reservations there on Paul's part. What would you say to people who feel, look, this really shouldn't be coming to Ireland, north or south?
Well, I would say that the sport of cycling has done more in the recent years than any other sport probably in the world to, as you said, clean up its act. It's probably setting a gold standard in world sport terms, in terms of anti-doping. So we can be fairly sure that the vast majority of young riders that we're seeing here, when they do come to Ireland to race the Giro, will be racing clean.
Well, on the basis that that vial didn't contain Smarties that Paul was referring to in Paris-Roubaix, maybe there's a bit more progress to be made.
Well, I don't think any sport, or any walk of life for that matter, would claim to be populated by 100% honest, clean people. I mean, nobody's really saying that cycling is, unlike any other sport in the world, 100% clean. But the fact remains that it's doing more than any other sport to ensure a fair playing field for the riders. And I certainly believe that the vast majority of riders in the current peloton are racing clean.
But for instance, you take, I mean, and some of these events we'll talk about, they're not exactly in the dim and distant past. The current number one world rider, Alberto Contador, he had his 2010 Tour de France win and his 2011 Giro d'Italia. They were voided retrospectively after it was found his urine contained traces of clenbuterol in the Tour just 4 years ago. And then,
well, I think if we take that particular example, Sean, he had, and I'm not a scientist, but it was something like point and then 12 zeros and 12 pictograms of clenbuterol in the system. I think Alberto suffered for the sport going even further than any other sport. Most other sports probably looked at cycling when they saw Alberto Contador having a positive test for, again, whatever pictograms of clenbuterol in the system, and said, by God, you know, as cycling is even doing too much, because frankly, there are a lot of people who would say he should not have been sanctioned for such a minuscule amount of clenbuterol. But that's another point. The point is, cycling is, even when it's like most other sports, that wouldn't even register on their anti-doping test. So Paul, cycling sanctioned Mr. Contador for an absolute minuscule amount of computer on the system.
Was that an unreasonable crackdown then, Paul?
I think it was.
Paul?
Well, I find, sorry, Sean. I find it quite amazing that Darragh comes on here. First of all, he has a vested interest in this race coming to Ireland. He stands to earn a considerable amount of money for bringing it here.
There's no law against that.
There's nothing wrong with that. No, absolutely not. But I find it very amusing. Well, not amusing at all, actually, that he comes on and then, rather than being honest about this problem, because this is what he said there is not honest about Alberto Contador. Alberto Contador has been surrounded by dopers and doping from the moment he entered the sport. Every decision he has made has been pro-doping in terms of the people he's aligned himself with and the choices he's made. And that positive test that he was sanctioned for, that anyone would even try to defend that, is a joke. So if Darragh would like to address this problem properly, then he shouldn't start by defending Alberto Contador, but actually start with the reservations that some riders within the peloton are still raising about how difficult it is to compete clean. And if you start from that standpoint, then we can move the debate on and actually do something to address the problem.
People like who would be making
people
that
like Michael Barry, who just left Team Sky last year, who's just written a book that will be published actually a week before the Giro comes here, and wrote a chapter about the level of abuse of drugs in the sport that is as shocking as anything you will have read in Tyler Hamilton. Tyler Hamilton reads a book or anything that Landis has said.
Are Team Sky not some of the great exemplars of clean riding?
Well, they would pretend to be. But again, this book that Barry has just written, and this chapter in particular, would raise some serious questions. Not specifically to Team Sky, but about the level of doping in the sport.
Yeah, but I mean, your former colleague David Walsh was embedded effectively with Sky, and he would be somebody who would be renowned for putting for calling people out for these transgressions, and he basically gave them a clean bill of health.
Well, I congratulate David for his certainty, because you know the one thing you cannot have that anyone can have cannot have at the moment is certainty about what's going on in this sport.
I agree with you there, Paul. I agree with you there. But for example, would you say the government shouldn't be backing a bid to attract the Euro 2020 football championships here? I mean, there's match fixing in soccer. Do you want that Ireland doesn't host any international sporting events, or is it just cycling?
Well, first of all, you misinterpret my stance on this. I haven't said at any stage that I was against the Giro d'Italia coming here. For a start, and I fully accept. You're welcome. Well, let's just remind people that 4 years ago, you were the guy who was welcoming Lance Armstrong here with open arms, and you had no reservations about that. And you just recently removed his photograph from your avatar, his Livestrong arms banned from your avatar. So you know, let's again stay where we're coming from on this. So I haven't expressed. The view that the Giro d'Italia shouldn't come here. I'm saying it should come here with conditions and with questions that still should be asked of the sport. I think that's very important.
Well, are you asking the current president, Brian Cookson, those questions then? Because it is...
If you go on YouTube, Derek, just go on YouTube now and you'll cue in the former organiser, Angelo Isomignan, and you'll see that I've asked him about it as recently as 2 years ago about the stance... No, but the stance his race was taking to dopers in the sport. And if you remember just last year during the race, Danilo De Luca, a multiple cheat who should have had no part in cycling at all, was happily competing in the race before he was thrown out.
Oh, look, I agree with you there, Paul.
So the organisers have a role to play in this, and journalists have a role to play in this, and everybody has a role to play to see that the sport moves forward. My point of view and where I'm coming from is purely the good of the sport. I stand to make no money at all from whether the Giro comes here or whether it doesn't. I'm taking.
Oh, you make money from sport, Paul. Let's not kid ourselves. So you make your living.
Well,
I'd
gladly exchange what you're getting for the Giro coming here, what I earn as a sports writer.
Well, that's a bit of a side debate, and we wish you both, I suppose, every success professionally. But coming back to it, Dara, do you believe that there's nothing more that can be done?
Up
the sport.
I would always say that, and I do believe the vast majority of federations now, including the UCI, realise that you know they may have been a few years ago looking into the abyss, and they need to absolutely always try to be a couple of steps ahead of be it athletes or, you know, dark sort of doctors or whatever. And I firmly believe that cyclists do that. I abhor doping and dopers as much as Paul does. But cycling, I think, I'd be very,
very
proud
of it. You clearly abhorred it when you were welcoming Armstrong here 4 years ago. You weren't abhorring it then.
Well, I mean, at the time, Paul, so did the Tour de France welcome Lance,
exactly.
And so did the Giro. I wasn't sort of the only person, and I hold them
all equally responsible for the mess the sport is in.
Yeah, but Paul, hold on.
But don't ask me to applaud them for that.
Paul, just here's one question
not
for you.
Not to applaud
though.
You for it.
But Paul, if you had a situation 4 years ago where Lance Armstrong was still protesting his innocence, however credibly, is another story, but at least since then, he has fessed up. Isn't that a big change?
Well, to use the words of... and this is where the real problem is now. To use the words of Starrick's brother, Pat McQuaid, Lance Armstrong has no place in cycling. Unfortunately, all of the people, or many of the people who facilitated this cheating and who ignored this cheating, still very much have a place in cycling. A lot of them are involved in the Giro d'Italia coming to Dublin. Now, they're the people that I would like to see being exposed and being held to account for what's happened to the sport and what continues to happen to the sport. Because these very same people are the people now that are handing out all these painkillers and all of those vials and stuff that we saw on the roads of Paris-Roubaix the other day. And this is the root of the problem. And that, you know, and
Paul,
it's very easy and very convenient for the likes of Derek McQuaid to come on and spin out this thing, because it's been spun everywhere that this is a new generation and the problem has gone away. Because that's exactly what was said.
I did not say
in 1998, after the Festina affair, that's exactly what was said then. The problem has gone away. You know, let's all carry on now. It's great. And that's not true at all.
Dara?
Well, Paul, number one, I'm not saying that cycling is 100% clean. What I am saying, and I think you'd have to agree, is that it has moved into a much, much better place than it was in 1998.
Well, I don't agree, actually. I don't agree. I have just read Michael Barry's book, and whether it's moved into a better place or not, I don't know. I'm not sure about that at all.
Are you saying that there hasn't really been this change of heart at all, Paul, that it's still as corrupt and as unclean as ever?
Well, look, you mentioned Alberto Contador, the world number one. He is still the world number one. In a situation where everything has cleaned up and the goalposts had moved now and it was a level playing field, would that still be the case? I'm not sure it should be. And I just, you know, I just cannot ignore what I've read in this book. It is absolutely shocking. You know, caffeine, the substance being abused, caffeine, tramadol, ibuprofen, cortisone. You know, it's just, it is really worrying. Like stuff like Viagra, it's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It's not sane, and it needs to be addressed. And Brian Cookson, in fairness, has made a good start, but there is a lot more to be done. He is still being reactive. He needs to be proactive. There needs to be a massive purge. Listen, I'm still the only person in Irish cycling. I'm still the only Irish professional cyclist who ever doped. And not only that, I'm the only Irish professional cyclist who even saw this problem. So let's start with that. And when you start from a starting point where everybody takes responsibility for what they did, and how the mess got to where it is now, then we can actually welcome races like the Giro d'Italia with open arms.
Last question to you, Darren McQuaid. How big a spectacle is it going to be? Will it match the Tour de France?
Well, I think in today's world, it might even be bigger with social media and whatnot that wasn't around when the Tour de France was here in 1998. I mean, I've been absolutely blown away by the involvement of different communities in Northern Ireland and the Republic in activating and dressing up their towns and creating festivals around the Giro. So in many sense, I think it's going to be bigger. And, you know, if you look at the Federation's membership here in Ireland, it's gone from a couple of years ago, 4,000 to over 20,000 members. So people are voting with their, I don't know about, they're voting with their saddles, so to speak. The sport is very popular, and I absolutely agree that Paul's point of view should be listened to, understood, respected. But there's also an incredible amount of positive things going on in cycling at the moment. And, you know, I think there's room for both points of view in society and in the sport, you know.
OK, we leave it there. Thank you both for joining us. Paul Kimmage, a former professional cyclist and now sports journalist, and also Darren McQuaid, local organiser for the Giro in Ireland.